Hello, I'm a next speaker coming up in 20 seconds. My name is Gene Linus. I've been doing some sort of data science really since about 2000. I'll wait until the next slide comes up to tell you where I've been doing it. So I have the pleasure to work at the City of Chicago. And one of the best projects that we've worked on in terms of notoriety and understandability and interest has been the food inspection project. We used a number of different variables to optimize our food inspection process. But I wanted to say we're working on a lot of different things. We have we work with a lot of volunteers and research organizations, and we have some sensor things happening, and we have this open data portal and BI tools and a Kaggle competition. So there's lots of cool things happening, but I'm only going to talk to you about the food inspection project because it's pretty representative. So the problem was this. We have about 15,000 food establishments in the City of Chicago. And when we started the project, we only had less than 30 food inspectors. And they're supposed to do the inspections twice per year, which means that they can't really do it. And the problem is a big problem. And it really is related to foodborne illness. And I wanted to show you this map that kind of gives you an idea of the scale of the problem. Chicago has a big geography. We have O'Hare, we have the South Side, and we've got everything in between. So it's very difficult for these 30 people. And if you do the some numbers on the shortfall, it's a pretty big problem. So we said, hey, look, we've got all this open data. We've got this awesome open data problem. Can't we figure it out? Can't we do something better? Specifically, can we build a binary response model to predict critical violations and then make a prediction on the current license population, anybody's license to sell food? And so what's on the data portal? This was actually started before me. They looked at several different things. These were some of the different data sources that were kind of probably going to be important, but they weren't connected. And so a lot of work actually went into connecting these different data sources. So if you look at the business license to food inspection data, was pretty easy. We could connect that by license. Some of the other things we had to be a little bit more creative, like looking at the 311 and 911 data was a very rich source of information, but it had to be connected through a different method. We actually used kernel density estimates to calculate different levels of sanitation complaints. Burglaries turned out to be kind of important. And we used different density estimates to relate those events back to the actual inspections that happened. This is a Shiny app I built to interactively explore it to see what it looks like. So at the end of the day, the final predictors are shown here. It turns out the most important predictor is the inspector. Some inspectors write a lot more tickets than other inspectors. And it turns out that the final model was a pretty simple model. It was kind of simple here. It was a GLM elastic net model. So I put an equation, so you know, it has some math in it. We used a test train framework. We were very rigorous about having this control treatment experiment. That's the way we do everything, actually, at the City of Chicago. We are really into it. We have a small team, but that's how we do it. The interesting thing, though, is that we didn't use traditional machine learning measures for the most part. Who cares about an AUC? The mayor's office doesn't care about AUC. They do care that we can get critical violations 6 days earlier. On what? Nobody cares. But it turns out it's 6 days over 60 days, so it's actually a pretty good measure. But the coolest thing is how I am really excited about our workflow. We used GitHub, we used Knitter to do reproducible documents, and we used data tables. To me, data table is like a new R. It was so fast, so powerful, so easy to do the joins, so easy to look at the data, so easy to do aggregates. I can't speak highly enough about it. Same goes for Knitter. You know, I also want to point out one of the hardest parts of the work was, after you do all this work, getting the model object back into the data so you can do a prediction. Nobody ever talks about this. This is like really hard. It's really easy to rerun your model on your data. It's really hard to take your new data and like cram it into a model. But we did, and at the end we got this Shiny application. It was pretty simple. It's just a CSV that the Director of Food Inspections downloads. And one of the other tabs that's not shown, you can actually see inspector performance as a coefficient. So she really liked that because she can use it to look at her inspectors. So this is my information. All the code is available. This is the other cool thing. All the code's available online. We were on PBS NewsHour. We've been in a bunch of magazines. This is like the most popular thing I've ever done, and by far. And all the code's on GitHub under Chicago. It's very easy to find. It's food inspections. So thank you.